Yes.
Were you going to tell us how you became a monk?
Was I?
Yes.
Well, I became a monk. I stumbled into it and realized I'd stumbled into something good. So I was I started reading books on Buddhism when I was at school at university, and then I finished and then went off. As I said, I grew up in a small town in Canada, and I wanted to get as far away as I could possibly could. So I went off traveling, and those were the days when you could still backpack and travel overland through Middle East and Asia, and I ended up in Thailand. Didn't even know it was a Buddhist country, and I got there, and it was, wow, this is different. I like this. I'm gonna stay here for a while. And of course, the prominent thing that was different was there was monasteries everywhere. So I thought, I'll go study in a monastery and see if I can. Because I wanted to learn about meditation. I hadn't ever done that. And so I went to monastery to learn meditation, which I did, and I practiced to some extent. And then one of the monks who was there, because Thais are very friendly, very open, and very, and so they just sort of said, "Why don't you ordain as a monk?" And I said, "Oh, I don't think I could do that. I mean, I couldn't live like this for the rest of my life. I mean, who could do that?" And they sort of looked at me with this, you know, puzzled look, and said, "I was like, no, I mean, you don't have to ordain for the rest of your life, and it's just ordinary for us to ordain for short periods of time. 3 or 4 months is going to. 3 or 4 months, I could do that. That would be a good experience." So I did. But I kept extending my time. It's coming up 40 years now.